This is ARN, the Advanced Radio Network.
Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contracts with the help of Timeshare Compliance. Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It is the Into Tomorrow broadcast for the weekend of June the 7th, 2019. I am Dave Graveline. By the way, from the Dexcom G6 studios, we come to you with the only continuous glucose monitor FDA permitted for kids ages 2 years and up. Visit Dexcom.com for more. That's D-E-X-C-O-M. com. H working with the broadcast out of New York City, where we will be in 2 weeks, by the way, for our broadcast of CE Week. Mark your calendars. Don't miss a minute of that. We'll be bringing you, of course, highlights from all the exhibits, but also video of all the cool products we're talking about. Erasmo is in the control room pushing the buttons, doing all of the stuff he does to make us sound good. Boy, does he have his work cut out for him every week. And here in the studio,
Chris Graveline.
There you go. You sound so excited about
it. Yeah.
We got a lot of tech news this past week, though, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, among other things, Apple's annual Worldwide Developers Conference last week in San Jose, they made a couple of announcements.
Just a few.
Here and there. Oh, and despite their calls to break up Silicon Valley giants, Tim Cook says that his company isn't too big, that they're not a monopoly.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and Apple now says that iPads are now the best PC.
Okay.
So you got an iPad? You don't need a PC. Because everything imaginable that you could do with a PC, you can do on an iPad. Wrong, Tim. Wrong. Bad Tim. Bad Tim, CEO. But they did make some other announcements.
So you hook a mouse up to an iPad, huh?
Yes. Oh, you can't do that? At least not very easily? Oh, but that's okay. You don't need a PC. Please. But they did also introduce OS 13, iOS, yeah. Pardon me. Well, it's I for Apple, operating system 13. Supposed to be, what, new and faster phone operating system with a dark mode. Yeah, of course, leave it to Apple to have a dark mode. Redesigned reminders, woo, and maps. That probably won't guide you across a bridge that doesn't exist like they used to.
They probably fix that by now.
I hope so. And what else did they do?
Also, the new iOS will also have a new sign-in with Apple option, which is, you know, anybody who's familiar with the sign-in with Facebook or sign-in with Google thing on different apps, this is apparently their version of that. They're saying that you can choose which data to share, and if you'd like to hide your email, Apple will create a random address that forwards to your real email so that you can receive information without giving out your email address.
Why?
Well, because whenever you use these, like, sign in with Facebook, it always gives that app that you're signing into some information, like your email address. And so this way, apparently,
so people will still be bothering you, even if they don't think it's the correct email address, if it's forwarding to your email.
Their updates make sense.
Yeah. Well, they also updated the Apple Watch OS, or operating system. More watch faces. They're still not caught up with Android, but they're trying. The ability to stream audio on your watch and download apps directly. All right. I guess if that's helpful. Activity Trends Tracker will also be included in the Apple Watch OS. And cycle tracking for women. I don't think they mean bicycle.
No, that could be helpful for the guys too, for their male, the ones that have to deal with that.
Oh, you know, yeah. What do you mean have to deal with it?
Her cycle's about to reach that point. Let me schedule my fishing trip for this weekend.
That's okay. You might save a marriage. Do stay tuned because there's so much more to talk about with the Big Apple Worldwide Developers Conference, and we'll share some of that with you. But meantime, there's also a lot of other tech news this past week. I mean, we'll talk about the iPods and the iPad OS, and of course, oh, the Mac Pro. You got a bazillion dollars? You might want to know about that, too.
So it seems Microsoft wants to be in the shower with you.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, just what I want. All right, Steve, move over. Bill Gates, move over, whatever.
So they have partnered with the brand behind Axe Body Spray produce new Xbox-branded body wash, shower gel, and deodorant.
Xbox Axe Body Shower Gel and Deodorant.
Now, the product right now is exclusive to Australia, but it's branded under the name Lynx, which is what Axe products are known by outside of the U.S. Mm-hmm. The product description reads, Lynx Xbox is a fresh scent of pulsing green citrus featuring top notes of kaffir lime and winter lemon, aromatic herbal middle notes of mint and sage, and woody bottom notes of patchouli and clearwood.
What? Leave my bottom alone. Bottom notes, even. Jeez, what's that all about?
So our Australian listeners will have to try out that Xbox shower gel and let us know how it works.
Uh-huh. And then, of course,
it smells like an Xbox.
Perhaps, are they trying to say for gamers, go take a shower?
Probably.
If you're gaming all through the weekend, for example, stop. Go take a shower. Oh, and use the Xbox shower gel.
But it always seems like Australia gets the cool stuff.
That's cool.
Well, that part's not cool, but there was other things, you know, recently, something that was just only in Australia that was, I thought, was really cool.
All right. Well, so move down.
We talked about last week the Domino's pizza camera thing that they use. They're installing in some of their Australian locations to be able to track the pizzas and make sure that they look the way they're supposed to look
with their toppings and whatnot.
Uh huh. We need that here.
Okay. Well, here's a thought. Move down under.
Or I just make my own pizza.
That's even better. Probably cheaper, too, than moving, anyway. So much talk about 5G, but I did find this interesting. The BBC's first broadcast via 5G was delayed when the SIM card the broadcaster was using hit its data cap.
Oops.
Yeah. It's not clear how much data was left on the SIM when the BBC started trying to broadcast, but the hiccup does shine a spotlight on one not-so-insignificant little detail about the much-ballyhooed rollout of 5G networks. Data usage is going to go through the roof. How that data will be priced for us consumers will be very interesting to see. And you want to stay tuned because everybody's talking 5G and it's going to be so exciting and you can do so much and you're going to get incredible speeds, 10 times the speeds we get on our phone now. But you're going to pay for it. Or your broadcast is going to come crashing to a halt because you went over the data.
I'm holding out for 6 or 7G. iRobot has a pair of new cleaning robots, the Roomba S9 Plus and the Brava Jet M6, and they can work in tandem to vacuum, mop, and dust your house. And you coordinate the process from the iRobot app, which will automatically tell the $500 mopping and dusting Brava Jet M6 to clean your wood or stone floors after the $1,300 Roomba S9 Plus has vacuumed.
Jeez.
Now, that combined $1,800 price tag makes me appreciate even more the $80 monthly visits by the cleaning lady.
Yes. It's like, let's see, $1,800 or $80 once a month. Plus, the cleaning lady is nice, so yeah. Or you can just spend all that money because you're into tech and put her out of work.
Oh, yeah, there's a thought.
Yeah.
Lyft has announced several new initiatives that are designed to enhance the safety of its passengers. The company is adding an in-app panic button for riders who need to call 911. It did the same for its driver's app late last year. Other changes include an enlarged version of the driver's license plate number in the app, which is an effort to prevent passengers from getting in the wrong vehicle. Now, these changes came shortly after a University of South Carolina student was killed, allegedly by a man posing as her Uber driver. Now, not all of the changes are directed at customers. Lyft is also offering sexual harassment prevention training to all of its drivers in light of the numerous incidents of harassment or assault that have occurred in ride-hail vehicles over the last few years.
Mm, wow. And they need a separate button to dial 911 instead of just letting people dial 911 send?
Well, I guess it's if you're in the Uber, or sorry, the Lyft, and you have to dial quickly, it's just, I guess, one button in the app. It'll just dial 911, I guess. It saves you from having to hit those extra two buttons.
I guess that's a good thing. But I tell you, if you are an Uber or Lyft driver, and we have a friend that lives across the street that has begun doing that, make sure you have a camera, a dash cam, that also points to the into the car. Because and then display it so that the people that get into your vehicle see that they are being recorded. Because you may have seen another news story the other day where I forgot where this occurred, but somebody was being upset with their driver, and the driver said, well, I can pull over and let you out if you're not happy with me, or words to that effect. And a guy in the back seat leaned over and just punched the driver in the head. It's like, what? You know, and he was on camera, and he didn't care. Apparently, he was inebriated or something, whatever. Surprise, surprise. But the fact is, you know, I want our listeners who are Uber and Lyft drivers or vice versa, whatever, to also be very careful and just to have some documentation and be cautious. So, yeah, protect the riders and protect the drivers, too. And if one or the other is being inappropriate, you have to deal with it, whether it's pushing one button to get help or just saying, I'm sorry, this isn't going to work out and you need to get out now. Making smart homes more personalized, IntelliThings is now offering a $69 RoomMe occupancy sensor. Follow along now. That will turn lights on and off, adjust room temperatures, and trigger smart speakers. The RoomMe is mounted on the ceiling and is set off by a cell phone when an occupant enters a room, prompting the individual's set preferences for all that smart home stuff.
Have we really gotten that lazy? We can't just flip a switch?
You know, and it's funny you mention that, because I find myself, especially since I'm using a Brilliant Switch in a few areas, and we have Alexa and Google Home and all that. Yeah, I know. I just woke her up. Sorry, folks. When we're near one of our Alexa units, we find ourselves whispering or just saying, you know, the A person or whatever. But I'll walk into my bedroom sometimes and I'll ask my smart speaker to turn the lights on. And yet I just passed the switch. I could do it myself. But then I justify, though, no, if it's like my hands are full with laundry or something, then, yeah, it's handy. Or I'll be in the kitchen. But if you're walking in with bags of groceries, yeah, have the smart switch turn on your lights or something. But, yeah, I find myself taking advantage of that a lot, too. Turn the hall light on, you know, whatever. And it's like, I'm walking right by the switch. I can't just reach over. Nope. No. Because that's not tech. I have to physically extend my arm and flip something? No.
Well, see, if I'm just going into a room, I'll flip the switch. But if I want to change multiple lights, that's when I use, you know, I set up a routine on my Alexa to, you know, that's called time to watch TV. So I just say, you know, Alexa, time to watch TV. She turns off the kitchen light, turns off the living room light, dims the dining room light to 20%. So I have some nice ambient light.
Does she turn on your TV as well?
I don't have that kind of TV.
So you got a smart house and a dumb TV.
Yeah.
Well, that would be your next investment then. Get a smart TV. Although most of the smart TVs don't turn on that way anyway. Mm-hmm. Because they're momentary switches that turn on or off based on what position they're in. Or if they're off and you hit the power button, it's on, and vice versa. So you really can't do that with most. But you can turn on your toaster, I guess. There's that. Maybe an option.
So it seems police departments around the country are turning to companies like Ring to investigate crimes.
I heard about this one.
Yeah. Police departments from major cities to towns with fewer than 30,000 people have offered free or discounted Ring doorbells to the residents. Sometimes they end up using taxpayer funds to pay for the Amazon products. Mm. While Ring owners were supposed to have a choice on providing police their footage, in some of these giveaways, the police require the recipients to turn over footage when requested.
Well, and that's appropriate. If they're giving it to you for free, the understanding is that you will provide the video. Now, unless you're doing something on that video that you don't want them to see, there shouldn't be any issue with that. If there's a car that goes by and they figure that that might be an issue, or they want to see it, or they want to see somebody that was walking through the neighborhood or otherwise, then you need to share that information.
Well, this apparently goes against...
Why is that a problem?
Well, it apparently goes against Amazon's privacy or...
Oh, the heck with them. Jeez. Well, you know what? Then don't use Ring cameras, which half the time they don't work well anyway. There's a whole bunch... There's Arlo. There's a plethora of other things on the market that do an even better job than what they do. I'm sorry, there's my soapbox. Don't look at me like that. I mean, if that's the problem, if you think the problem is that Amazon doesn't want Ring owners to have to give it up, well, fine. Don't use Ring.
I never said I think it's a problem, but, you know, it's apparently Amazon's saying they have, I guess, have this program where they offer them discounted to these police departments, whatever, and they say that that's part of their discount program, I guess, is that they can't require the end user to hand over the footage.
Please. Granted, it's the former police officer in me that's saying that's absolutely great crime prevention, investigative tool, things of that sort that would be very handy. They're not asking for video of a camera, a Wi-Fi camera in your house. They're asking for what is looking out from your front door, you know, your porch, what have you, your driveway. So Amazon needs to get off their freaking little, you know, horse and say, you know what? We'll even cooperate. We'll donate 10,000 half-working Ring cameras and see if that'll help out the problem. But no, they're concerned about having to have their customers give up their video. Please.
Sometimes I really, really wish we could read you and just wonder what's on your mind.
There. I'm done. Well, for the moment.
Until the next story.
I know. Well, in fact, instead of the next story, I'll do you one better. Let's go to a call.
Oh, good.
Because that'll save us. Like, how about Tom in Newark, Delaware, listening on 101.7 WDEL? Hello, Tom. Welcome into Tomorrow Save Us.
What would be more valuable to me for our TV and try to keep the prices down? Should I get Xfinity or should I keep my Fios? Right now I have Fios. I have a contract coming up. It's going to end, so I have my choice right now. I want to know what to do. I appreciate your help.
Well, it's our pleasure, Tom, and anybody who's a regular listener of this show knows I would never recommend a Comcast company, and that's what Xfinity is. But in the long run, though, to be fair to you, it really depends on what each of them is offering you personally. If you're happy with your Fios, and most of our audience in the last many years that talks about Fios is very happy with it, too bad it's owned by Verizon. But if you're happy with your Fios service and would like to keep it while saving a little money, well, threaten to leave. That usually works, especially if there's finally competition in their area that might come close to matching their service. Because oftentimes that will get you some kind of a deal from the customer retention people. You know, they have this department, the oh my gosh department. They're going to leave us and we don't want to lose any customers. So what do you do? Well, you give them a free month or two, or you give them a half a year discount or something, right? Xfinity is also likely, though, to offer you a deal to pull you away from Fios. And the deal is likely to be one of those good ones that only offer people who haven't been consistently given them money. The new customer only deals kind of thing. Those are usually good at least until they end, and then suddenly everything gets 30% or much more expensive overnight, as Chris's experience with Comcast.
Yeah, and since their plans and, of course, the quality of their service vary by region greatly, the only way to know your best option is to talk to each of them and see what they're willing to offer. Typically, switching gets you a lower price, but as we said, it's short-lived, so you may end up switching every 1 or 2 years to get the best price for their services. Now, I dealt with this recently from Comcast. I went in early last year to turn in my cable boxes when I cut the cord and went strictly to streaming content.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I threatened to also turn in my modem. So they agreed to give me their new customer deal on 25 megabit internet for $25 a month, which I thought was a good deal. But what they didn't tell me at the time was that price was only for the first year.
And they're supposed to tell you that.
Right. Well, I'm sure it was probably in that tiny little fine print that nobody ever reads.
And you sign here. Well, yeah. You acknowledged it. Yeah, right.
So starting on month 13, my cost doubled and went to $50 a month for that same 25 megabit speed.
Which you were never getting even 25 megabit.
Right. I mean, I usually average about 21, but it's still not the 20. Well, that's why they always say up to
of
25.
Course. Yeah. Check it out, Tom. Let us know what you end up going with. It'll help others.
OWC, your source for connectivity, offers a wide variety of USB-C and Thunderbolt 3 docks to help you connect to your world. Ranging from travel docks with HDMI, USB 3, SD ports, and USB-C power pass-through while on the road, to desktop docks providing power to charge your laptop, and 14 ports to connect your monitors, external drives, headphones, wired Ethernet, and other devices using a single cable. See all the OWC products at owc.com/into.
Because you get an earful of all that political blah, blah, blah during the week, we're glad that you're tuned into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing at owc.com/into. That's owc.com/into.
You know, a good way to participate during the hot summer giveaway and actually win prizes is to share with us your favorite app these days. Not just the name of it, but what about it that you like or don't like. But share a little content about your favorite app.
Now, into tomorrow's favorite app of the week. What's your favorite app?
See, even though I don't qualify to win prizes, darn it. I should retire, and then I could win prizes. I'll be, you know, president and CEO emeritus or something, and then I'll be able to win. No, because then I'll still be connected. Well, the one I'm recommended is Dashlane, because everyone can improve your passwords with the help of a password manager. Well, this app, Dashlane, is a good feature-packed service with the ability to sync your passwords across your Windows, Mac OS, Android, and iOS devices. Dashlane makes it pretty easy to update old passwords and protect your identity online, with tools like a dark web scanner and looks for compromised accounts. And it's got a built-in VPN that we talk about. It is $59 a year, but I think a lot of people will like it. For iOS and Android, what's your favorite app? 800-899-INTO.
Millions of people today have no dental insurance. If you're without insurance, do you have a plan to care for your teeth without spending a fortune? Introducing Dental Plans. How would you like to save 10 to 60% off your next dental visit for as little as $7 a month? We offer trusted dental savings plans from companies like Cigna and Aetna with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be a part of the 1 million plus happy smiles served since 1999 that save money when they visit the dentist. You can save on cleanings, dentures, braces, x-rays, fillings, crowns, root canals, and even teeth whitening. Call 800-634-0482 now to start saving immediately. Mention promo code RADIO to receive 15% off any plan and for a limited time, 1 month free. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482. Fees, bill, annually, plus a $20 processing fee. Savings plans are not insurance. Savings will vary by provider, plan, and zip code. Consult with plan detail page for additional plan terms. Not all plans and offers available in all markets.
Thanks for tuning into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Next 2 weeks, you want to stay tuned as well. Mark your calendar from 2 weeks from today, because we will be broadcasting from New York City and CE Week. And not only talking about some of the cool new products that many exhibitors will be showing and all that kind of fun stuff, but we'll be showing them to you as we'll have video of all of the interviews as well. So you'll hear about it on the radio. Then you'll race right on over, unless you're driving. Don't race at all, but visit us at intotomorrow.com. Check out the video of all the cool products so you see the things you heard about on the radio. It's fun, is it not?
Very fun.
And it's pretty easy to deal with. But you know what else is fun and easy? Calling us anytime, day or night. And while there's no promises or guarantees, we want you to list two, maybe three of the items that you hear us talk about. All the details, by the way, at intotomorrow.com during the summer giveaway. And we'll do our best to get one of those to you. Because why?
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway
is underway. And we've got a bunch of goodies, like
from Razer, we've got several pairs of their Hammerhead Duo in-ear headsets.
From VinPower Digital, 128-gigabyte iPhone flash drives. They sent several. They're worth $100 a pop.
WDC sent a box of goodies, including a 500-gig My Passport Pro rugged SSD, a 2-terabyte My Passport Ultra, and a 6-terabyte G-Drive USB.
Woo! Catalyst always sending cool protective cases and things for your phones, including waterproof cases for iPods, if you've got those. How about waterproof cases for the 44-millimeter Apple Watch Series 4? Or impact protection cases for the Apple Watch Series 4? All kinds of goodies, just stuff that they love to share with our audience from Catalyst.
Lotus by Seam sent a couple of their personal safety wearable devices with accessories.
DE World, a box full of their grip all-in-one phone mounts for the car. We got 24 of them, and these are the kind of things you can either mount it on your AC vent, on the dash with a suction cup, on the window. I think it'll hang from midair with a skyhook. There's all kinds of ways to use these phone mounts, and they'll fit most any phone.
From WeBoost, it's in a drive sleek cellular cell phone signal booster for your vehicle.
You want some love handles? I'll share my love handles with you. We've got custom Into Tomorrow smartphone grips so you can get ready to love your phone.
Directed sent a box of their Viper systems, the ultimate Viper security remote start system for your vehicle. They sent 10 of these valued at $800 each.
$8,000 worth of goodies from Directed. They love us.
Yeah, I mean, installation's not included, but we do give you a link to be able to find a local installer in your area.
Yeah, and it's not very expensive. A lot of people say that it's a do-it-yourselfer thing. Well, if you're into 12-volt stuff and you don't mind doing things under the hood and under your dash, you might be able to install it yourself anyway. We recommend using a 12-volt installer because that's what they do and they know their job. But that's pretty cool. I mean, we love Directed because I have been using their products on my last like 6 or 7 vehicles. And their Viper Smart Start system, really cool stuff.
And that's why you were able to keep your last 6 or 7 vehicles, because of that security system helped you not only keep track of it, but know where it was at all time. You can start it from Germany when you were out of town.
And I would do that. I would, because when I'm away for a long period of time with so many electronics in my car, not this stuff, but all the other stuff that I have, it does tend to drain the battery occasionally, even as things just sit idle. So I remote start it periodically when I know if you're around, hey, make sure that the car is okay. It stays locked, and then it turns itself off in 12 minutes. Plenty of time to boost the battery levels in all the vehicle and so forth. And it does a great job. So that's an advantage right there, too. Not to mention that it tells me when I'm going over the speed limit. So I have had to increase that. So it doesn't tell me so often. But that's some of the stuff. And what we say is, while there's no promises or guarantees, when you call in, oh, and what number is that? Chris is going to give you in a moment. Then mention to us 2 or 3 of the items and a full list of them. And we're adding goodies almost daily. More companies sending more fun things to share with you. Then tell us what you would like if the opportunity exists. And we will try our best to get one of those items to you. It's much better when something matches up with what you want, if at all possible. So we try to do that.
And that number is 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
There may be a growing number of options for accessing podcasts these days, but the runaway winner in the race remains the smartphone. I don't think anybody's surprised by that. Nearly 8 in 10 weekly podcast listeners say they listen to shows like Into Tomorrow, of course, on their phones. That according to findings from Jacob Media's Tech Survey 2019. They said that ultimately it is the smartphone that is the main conduit to listening to podcasts. And I'm sure most people listening that subscribe to our free podcast, no charge, by the way, pretty much the same thing as free, but I wanted to make sure it's clear. They will listen on their smartphones, and people tell us that if they don't have an affiliate in their area, I mean, we're on almost 200 stations across the country, but there's thousands, so we can't be everywhere. It'd be nice, but nobody's everywhere. Even Rush and Sean and those people and Howard, they're not everywhere. But the fact is that you can subscribe to the free podcast and never miss a minute of all 3 hours of the show. What? You didn't even know we have 3 hours every week? Well, there you go. So you can subscribe to the podcast and just play Hour 3 if your local affiliate doesn't carry it. Or if you're in, let's say, Nashville, Tennessee area, listening to the show, may not happen for very much longer. So you want to get the podcast while you can, free. And then you don't miss a show, and then you can still participate.
GM is expanding the number of highways where its hands-free driver assistance feature Super Cruise can be used. The automaker announced that Super Cruise will work on an additional 70,000 miles of highways in the U.S. and Canada by the end of the year.
Nice.
Adding to the 130,000 highways where it's already available. The Super Cruise feature is currently only available on the Cadillac CT6. Now, GM is looking to spread Super Cruise to all new Cadillac models starting next year and to other models outside of that luxury brand after that. It uses information from cameras and radar sensors embedded in the car, GPS data, and 3D mapping data collected by the company to allow for hands-free driving. Now, it marries this capability with a driver monitoring system that uses an infrared camera to make sure that the driver is paying attention to the road in case Super Cruise needs to hand back control. Now, unlike autopilot, which can be activated on almost any highway or road as long as the system spots visible lane markers, drivers are only able to activate Super Cruise on highways that GM has laser mapped and approved for use.
That's kind of cool. I mean, obviously, more and more of those roadways will end up with this stuff, so they'll be able to utilize it. But that's neat. And kind of along those lines, you might recall that back in February of last year, Elon Musk launched his $100,000 Tesla Roadster into space on the SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket. We talked a lot about that. Well, last November, the convertible made its way past Mars and will likely fly by Venus and Mercury as well. The Roadster is still cruising around our solar system on an elliptical path around the sun. And to your last story there, it's already traveled farther than any other car in history. Talk about how many roads have technology. In fact, it's estimated to be about equal to driving every single road in the world 22 times.
If you're going to try to sell that car, you're going to have to turn back that odometer.
Can you imagine? Well, first of all, it'd be a little hard because you got to snag it first. And it's supposed to fall, I guess, to Earth at some point in 2090-something. So that'll be kind of funny. So maybe at some point, well, maybe not funny, depending on where it lands.
We'll be out of here by then. We'll be on Mars.
You might be. I'll be just out of here by then. But the estimate of about equal to driving every single road in the world 22 times, I mean, that's, you can't even fathom that. I mean, nobody's driven every single road in the world one time, let alone 22. So that Roadster is just out in space having a good old time. I worry about the guy in the spacesuit, though. I mean, doesn't he run out of...
I don't think it's a real guy.
I know. But you'd think he'd run out of MREs or something by now. Or Tang or something.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, do join us if you've got a question, comment, or concern. We are here to help with any digital dilemma that you may have. And we want to hear from you. What number should they call anytime?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Call in. Win stuff. Thank you.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Call 800-619-3424. 800-619-3424. 800-619-3424.
Optima Tax Relief.
Because Because you didn't even read the manual back when there used to be one, you're tuned into Tomorrow. And that's quite all right, because we are here to help. You don't need no stinking manual. You got Into Tomorrow to help you. I'm Dave Graveline. Erasmo is in the control room. H working with the show out of New York. Here in our Miami studios with me,
Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History, history, history.
Here's Chris.
History, history.
This week, back in 1887, U.S. inventor Herman Hollerith submitted his patent application for the art of compiling statistics.
Nerd alert!
Yeah, which was his punched card calculator. This machine was a big step towards automated computation. His company originally did business under the name the Hollerith Electric Tabulating System, specializing in punched card data processing equipment. The company joined three others in 1911 to become the Computing Tabulating Recording Company. That company was renamed in 1924 and became IBM.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Hey. Yes. It's not that exciting. Gee.
Now, believe it or not, the punch cards and the machines that Hollerith came up with to read them are still in use in some parts of the world and were front stage during the 2000 presidential election.
It's alive. What can I say?
And we're front stage during the 2000 presidential election and the whole hanging Chad debacle.
Oh, yes.
That's why we don't use them in Florida anymore.
Yes.
In 1951, this week, UNIVAC 1, the first commercial computer produced in the U.S., was unveiled in Washington, D.C. The first UNIVAC 1 was used by the U.S. Census Bureau. Originally priced at $159,000, the UNIVAC 1 rose in price until they were between $1.2 and $1.5 million.
Most illogical.
A total of 46 systems were eventually built and delivered. Now, as a way to promote sales, UNIVAC's manufacturer partnered with CBS to use the machine to predict the result of the 1952 presidential election. With just a 1% sample, the computer was able to predict a landslide victory for Dwight Eisenhower. Now, the CBS crew was so certain that UNIVAC was wrong that they pretended that it wasn't working. As the election continued and it became clear that it was correct all along, the announcer admitted their sleight of hand and the machine became famous. And this week in 2003, the Spirit rover was launched, beginning NASA's Mars Exploration rover mission. Nearly 7 months later, the rover arrived at the Red Planet and landed successfully. The Spirit rover's mission was expected to last about 92 Earth days, but ended up going a little bit longer than that. It was only when Spirit got stuck in a sand trap at an angle that hampered solar recharging of its batteries that its mission was finally halted, 5 years, 3 months, and 27 days after landing. An interesting side note, part of Spirit's rock abrasion tool was made with aluminum that was recovered by this from the site of the World Trade Center towers.
That's kind of cool.
And that's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
Yes, indeed. Oh, and this next listener, one of the smart ones that mentioned an item or two that he would like to have from the summer giveaway, Petro in Atlanta, Georgia, listens on AM 920. The Answer, eh, Petro?
I was wondering if you know of a portable radio, AM, FM, where it has recording capability to a micro SD card. I'm interested in that SanGen high-definition radio. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure, Petro. What you're looking for does exist, but it's not commonly available from major brands. The concept never really took off with podcasts and instant music streaming. It probably never will, but you can still find some devices that do what you're looking for. One piece of advice here, compare prices. Sharper Image and Amazon are selling the same generic-looking KA-29 portable radio with SD card recording. And the one on Amazon is almost half the price at $35. So do keep an eye on that. Again, Sharper Image just wants to get a lot more money for the same exact thing.
Now, for around the same price, it has competitors like the Texon ICR-110. And if you don't mind a TF card rather than an SD card, you can get the T-Video V115 for as little as $15. Now, they're all pretty basic-looking products, but they have AM and FM tuners and allow you to record, which is what you're after. Now, don't expect them to be flawless, but they should do the trick if that's what you need.
Yeah, and it sounds like a cool idea, Petro. I like what you're trying to accomplish there. And I'll bet you that we've got one of the Sanjean HD radios or AM, FM, HD, all cut, very cool. And they sent several. So thank you for asking for something specific that we will be happy to send you. You see how that works so easily with the cool summer giveaway? And we want to do the same with you. So you can call us anytime, day or night, with any question, comment, help for another listener, whatever the case. And the number is?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179.
Very hard here at Into Tomorrow to stamp out technology confusion syndrome, you know, that plagues many of us. But we try to make it easy for you to understand your gadgets and gizmos and services, what have you, products and all kinds of stuff available today and into tomorrow. So if you've got any questions about anything we talk about or would like to share a tip for other listeners, among other things, we invite you to call anytime, 24/7. We want to hear you on the show, because you don't want to just hear me and Chris all the time. That's boring. Aren't we boring?
Well, you are.
Oh, that's not nice at all.
I mean, I'm not. That's what
with
I'm
Father's
saying.
Day I'm coming not. Up, even. You know, good heavens.
Yeah, well.
Isn't that in like another week?
Something like that, yeah.
Happy Father's Day early to all the dads, by the way. And if you want to call, we want to hear from you. 800-899 Into.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the audio streaming for all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at IntoTomorrow.com.
An email, we get to them occasionally, but remember, emails don't qualify you to win the prizes at the hot summer giveaway. It's all about hearing you, so kind of keep that in mind. But Rose in Indiana listens online and asks the following question.
I have given in and bought a phone for my young daughter and have put restrictions on it that she isn't able to download or visit sites or apps that are not suited for young kids. YouTube apparently is not allowed with these restrictions. Is there a way that I can allow access to YouTube but keep the age restrictions for everything else?
Oh.
Side note, I'm fully aware of what might be accessed on YouTube. However, we monitor what she visits and allow a slight trust with the privilege of the phone. Still, using restrictions because it's, let's face it, she's a kid and being able to restrict things sure helps.
Because let's face it, she's a kid. Therefore, yeah. Restrictions are in order. Well, I think Rose is being a good mom. Well, while YouTube is not a strictly PC app, and may have some videos that are not appropriate for kids, Google does offer a kid-safe alternative. YouTube Kids is an entirely separate app that has built-in parental controls and filters out content that may not be appropriate for younger children. Maybe something better to trust her with there.
Yeah, now if that's not good enough, you may be able to use something like iOS's Guided Access, which locks a child into an app, but you won't have much luck finding very granular exceptions for specific apps. Now, one thing you may want to keep in mind here is that YouTube does work with phone browsers, so if your daughter can use the browser, then she can also use YouTube.
Well, there you go. Yeah, true. So it makes it difficult. You know, I understand what Rose is trying to do, and kudos for being a good mom and working hard at trying to make sure that your daughter does does have access to appropriate things. But, yeah, it's very difficult. It's like you can't have your cake and eat it, too, kind of a scenario, I guess, that I understand the need for restriction, but got to be other opportunities. What do you do with Cameron? How do you keep him from places he shouldn't be?
I just don't let him use the phone.
Well, that's not – Erasmo's laughing because he's seen you and he in action, and he's always on your phone. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I keep an eye on where he's going.
And he has certain apps that he uses. He doesn't usually browse, with the browser or anything. But so I just keep a really close eye on him.
All right. Well, let's keep a close eye on you. Meet us at intotomorrow.com.